Dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N, date of birth is 5/22/66, date of accident 12/1/2022, date of service is 6/8/2023. The patient arrives for procedure of lumbar epidural steroid injection and injection to the left shoulder based on the ongoing pain as well as ongoing MRI findings and physical findings. The patient was brought into the fluoroscopy suite. Blood pressure was checked. It was initially slightly high at 142/107. Patient was provided nitrous oxide and patient reported nausea. And then we connected her to the vital signs were stable. The blood pressure went down to as low as 121/91. However, in pulse oximetry and respiratory monitoring, we found that the patient has lapses of breathing, and apnea was diagnosed. The patient is being referred to neurologist Dr. Gaston as well as her primary care doctor to evaluate her completely with along with blood test, EKG, EEG, as well as the sleep study. Once they are all confirmed, then patient will be scheduled for further procedure. Until then, the procedure will not be done. For the nausea, patient was provided 2 cc's of Zofran was given, after which the patient felt comfortable and nausea was gone. Regarding the pulse oximetry, the pulse oxygenation was around 95 on 3 liter oxygen and 3 liter nitrous oxide that was given. However, there were gaps of apnea that was concerning, and so the procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection was cancelled. However, patient was ready to do the shoulder injection only for supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon injection. That procedure was done today. The procedure is left-sided, supraspinatus tendon injection with steroid without fluoroscopy, and left-sided infraspinatus tendon injection without fluoroscopy. The patient was lying down prone on her tummy as well, and the area was cleaned with alcohol and betadine after recognizing the area of supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon insertion. The procedure was done according to the protocol. The patient tolerated the procedure good and was referred back to her primary care physician for further clearance for further procedures. Thank you.